Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, here we go. 6:16 on this Tuesday morning, October 20th. 2 weeks from today is Election Day. Although, really, if you think about it, for those of us that have voted early, Election Day has already happened. Highs of 86 today, and if y'all are ready for cool weather, keep in mind, please, I'm only the messenger because it's going to be in the 80s at least through next Monday, and I've not heard anything about a real strong cold front coming through. Normally, it's Halloween when we get the first real wear-a-jacket kind of cold weather, so hopefully it'll work. We're talking about the presidential debate. Jeff McCall joins us, professor of media studies at DePaul University. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm very well, sir. Thank you, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us. So you wrote an excellent piece for The Hill, and before we get into that, I guess it predated the debate commission now deciding to, what are they going to do with muting the microphones? How's that going to work?
Well, my understanding is that they're going to mute the microphones of each of the candidates while the opponent gets 2 minutes at the start of every segment of the discussion to speak without interruption. And I find this a little odd because it seems to me like the debate commission is trying to insert itself into the discussion. In a sense, it's like an officiating crew for a football game saying, well, you know, it seems like the pass rush is getting to the quarterback pretty fast these days. So in the third quarter, we're going to tell the defensive line, you got to count to three before you can rush the passer. And I think this is kind of where the debate commission's coming in, is because they saw the first debate between Biden and Trump. And, of course, Trump was interrupting and Biden was, you know, calling names back. And I think they're trying to introduce some civility. But I think maybe it's a little too late to worry about that. That horse is already out of the barn. Mm-hmm. And I guess the question is it the debate commission's job to enforce incivility or try to make people behave? Or should they put these candidates up there and let them interact?
Let me ask you about the debate commission, the Commission on Presidential Debates. It's one of those things that we know of. It only comes around every 4 years, I guess. So maybe some of us listening don't know the origins of it, et cetera. How long has it been around? What do they do, et cetera? Can you give us a little history there, Jeff?
Well, yeah, the debate commission was established in the 80s. And I mean, the intent of it all is fine because they want to get the presidential candidates front and center and try to create a series of events in which we, the public, the citizens, the voters, can look at the candidates discussing issues. Part of the problem is the debate commission itself now has become a political football, and they've inserted themselves into the news cycle, and I think that's one of the concerns. The debate commission, if it were working fine, would be totally off the radar. Nobody'd know what was going on. They'd be thanked at the beginning of every debate, and then they'd go back into hiding. But the problem is now, it seems like everywhere we turn, the debate commission is part of the news. You know, who did they select as moderator? Are they going to, you know, cut the microphones? They canceled one. They wanted to make one virtual. And I'm just thinking, if they're so involved in the news, that's probably not a good thing, because the news should be focused, I think, on the candidates and the election.
But wait, did they cancel it, or did the president choose not to participate?
Well, it turns out that the commission actually canceled it. They made the decision, although part of the problem was they decided unilaterally that they were going to make a virtual debate the last time, and the president balked and said he didn't want to go to a virtual one. And in retrospect, we think of the night that the second debate would have happened. It was on a Thursday night, and it turns out Biden traveled. He sat on a stage with no mask in a live audience, sitting next to on a stage with George Stephanopoulos with no mask. And the reason for having gone virtual was supposedly to keep the candidate safe. And you know, also that night Trump traveled for a town hall to Florida, which is where the debate was supposed to have been. So I guess my point is, what was the big fuss about making a virtual debate when it turns out both candidates traveled and both of them ended up in live in front of studio audience, audiences to talk about the debate? They could have had them on the same stage. And I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't be concerned about the health and safety of the candidates, but for the vice presidential debate, they put up plexiglass barriers, and I'm thinking, well, you probably could have done that too. So I think the problem was the commission unilaterally decided, well, we're going to make this virtual, the president box, and then they said, okay, well, the heck with it, we won't have it at all. And I'm just not sure that served the needs of the nation very well.
We'll take a break, pick it up here. Jeff McCall is our guest professor of studies at DePauw University. Talking about the last presidential debate, which is scheduled for Thursday this week, October 22nd, and some of the texts that are coming in, and you can text your question or concern, comment into the Mortgage Financial phone and text line at 504-260-1870. It's called Protecting Joe Biden, says one text. Another text says Trump supporters are causing this. They're scared for everyone else to hear what Biden has to say. I want to hear what both candidates has to say. Thank you. So I guess, I don't know, we'll pick it up there when we come back. Jeff, at what point do you ride herd on this? Do you referee? Because you don't want to be a part of the story or of the game as the referee, but you do have to kind of maintain, I would think, some kind of order. And I'm looking at a picture of an NFL stadium now as I say that. 6:21, time for traffic now, WWL. 6:26, Tommy Tucker talking to Jeff McCall, professor of media studies at DePauw University here on WWL, about the final debate and about the Commission on Presidential Debates. Professor McCall thinks that the Commission on Presidential Debates has injected itself far too much in a procedure, but I was asking you before we went to break, Jeff, did they inject themselves or were they drawn into it because of the way President Trump handled himself in the first debate? Are you saying there shouldn't be any referees at all and just let it happen like it happens and then the public can determine from the candidate's behavior who they would want to vote for? Or you understand what I'm asking you? At what point the referees have to get involved at some point, right?
Well, there's something to be said that they were drawn into this, but I think their problem as referees has, you know, gone way back even before that first debate. And part of that was in choosing moderators who apparently they did not vet. I mean, you know, they chose Steve Scully as a moderator, mm-hmm. and he has a long record of, you know, being connected with various Democratic, you know, initiatives.
Joe Biden, Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, Kristen Welker is the debate moderator for this Thursday. And she's a White House correspondent for NBC. And I want to be clear, she's not Jim Acosta from CNN, but she does have a long record of being combative with Trump in press conferences. And I guess my sense is there are a lot of ways that they could have found people to come in and be moderators if we need a moderator at all. But they maybe shouldn't necessarily be journalists who have track records out there. And, you know, I know there probably needs to be some role for a moderator or somebody to keep time or something like that, but I'm not sure they need to be journalists. And the other thing is, keep in mind, going way back, Lincoln Douglas had no moderators. Lincoln Douglas just both showed up on a stage. And there's something that tells me if you put the two candidates on the stage, somebody's going to have to, between one of the other, is going to have to jump in there and kind of create their own equilibrium. But, you know, one other concern I have about
let me jump in for a second, Jeff. Wouldn't mm-hmm. that then mean, it seems to me, that would devolve into who can outshout each other?
Well, you know what? That's kind of a reflection of the society we have now. I mean, you look at that on social media. You look at that in a lot of demonstrations we have where you have competing demonstrations. I guess I would like to think that somebody who wants to be president at some point would have to look presidential and act more civil. So I guess I'm saying that, you know, we need to be careful here as to how much the commission wants to referee, and I'm not sure that they're doing it in the right way. And, you know, the other point I was going to try to make here is that the commission has already inserted itself in many ways, because one of the things they do is they create these artificial two-minute limits for who gets to speak. Well, who can talk about any issue of substance, whether it's taxation or immigration or international diplomacy or anything, in 2 minutes? And another concern I have, frankly, is that these are all backloaded. Keep in mind, this next debate on Thursday is going to be after having had, what, 25 million people already vote? And so I think in that regard, even the commission played a role in that they didn't get these debates soon enough in the campaign season to help us decide and to see these candidates before a lot of people were already out there voting.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time. Jeff McCall, professor of media studies at DePaul University. He wrote an op-ed piece that was published by The Hill. You can find it there. We're going to take a break, come back, talk to Mike Dettillier about Miles Brennan, about the Saints Panthers. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.